Hi there. My name is Sylvia Okafor, and I'm a program manager on the Office Extensibility team. I'm here today to talk to you about how you can save time creating add-ins through command line tools. Now, we've all used Office before, right? But while using Office, have you ever had a great idea to add new functionality to it? Or to embed your own rich and interactive content? Have you built an Office add-in before? If you don't know what Office add-ins are, Office add-ins let you do exactly that. They let you build your own web app using web technologies, and then through a manifest file, you can embed that app directly into Office. So, you have your great idea, right? But how do you get started? What do you do first? You'll most likely look for samples or templates similar to what your brilliant idea does. Then you have to figure out your working environment and how to import your templates. And then you have to set up a web server to host your content. At this point, you're a few hours in and have written zero code on your brilliant idea. This is where Yo Office comes in. Yo Office is a command line generator that will create your templates and a web server for you. It will also scaffold your project so that you can get started quickly and spend more time focusing on what's truly important to you, your brilliant idea. Let's take a look at how this works. Yo Office is distributed through NPM, which means you have to have Node.js installed. Once you have Node.js installed, you can install Yo Office by running npm install -g to install it globally on your machine, generator-office. Since I already have Yo Office installed, I'm not going to install it again. Next, you want to create a directory for your project, and then you can run the generator by using the command Yo Office. You'll be greeted by my friend Yeoman, there we go, who will ask you a few questions about your add-in. Since we already created a directory, we don't have to create a new one. I'm going to go ahead and call this my brilliant idea and make it for Excel. Since I don't already have a web app for my brilliant idea, I need to have templates for both the web app and the manifest file. If you already have a web app ready to go, feel free to select the manifest-only template. I'm also going to add TypeScript to my project. And if you don't know what TypeScript is, I would suggest heading over to the Script Lab video after this. And finally, I'll choose jQuery as my framework. Now, Yo Office is a generator that will create your templates for you. But we're not just going to leave you hanging. We created a resource page to help you along the rest of your development process. If you're a seasoned add-in developer, we give you three quick reminders of what your next steps are, and then also provide additional resources to help you through each stage of your development process. If you're a newer add-in developer, we provide the same initial experience, but also add more details on your next three steps. So if I hit next, I get details on how to host, details on how to sideload, and tips for building out my Stellar add-in. The second feature we've added to Yo Office to help you save time is Browser Sync. Browser Sync allows you to make updates to your add-in and then see those changes in real time. Right now, I have my add-in loaded to the right, and my source code over here to the left. I see welcome here, and I don't really like that, so I'm going to go ahead and change that to hello. Once I hit save, my add-in refreshes, and the updates are there in real time. Now, seeing those updates, I actually don't really like hello, so I'm going to change it back to welcome. Hit save, add-in refreshes, and we're back where we started. Now, this doesn't just work with the HTML, it also works with your Office.js code. So right now, I have code in here that will change the color of these selected cells to blue. Seeing the blue, I don't really like it, so you know what? I'm going to go ahead and change this to purple. Hit save, wait for my add-in to refresh, and then, boom, the color's purple. So, I hope I've piqued your interest a little bit on how you can use YoOffice to save time creating your add-in. Let's fast forward a bit. You have your add-in up and running, you've added some functionality to your web app, and if you're like me, you've probably written perfect code, so you're pretty much done, right? Well, developers tell us the second most time-consuming aspect of developing an add-in is debugging it, and in particular, it's debugging the manifest file. Now, why is that the case? Well, developers were not getting enough guidance on what was wrong with their manifest file or how to solve it. Additionally, in order to get an accurate picture of how to approach your manifest and what was wrong and what to do next, developers would have to run multiple tools. We're trying to fix all of that, and our first step in doing so is introducing the Office Add-in Validator. The Office Add-in Validator is a command line tool that will validate your manifest against the same validation service the store uses. This means we will check your manifest against our schemas, as well as the automated checks run by the Office clients and the Office store. This also means that the feedback that you get from the validator is the same feedback you'd get at any stage of your development process, and it includes all the feedback from our previous tools. You can get the validator in one of two ways. The first way is by downloading YoOffice. When you install YoOffice, we include a local copy of the validator, which you can run by using the command npm run validate and then pass in your manifest file. You can also install the validator directly from npm. This is done by using the command npm install -g office-addin-validator. This will install the validator globally on your machine and allow you to check your manifest, to check any manifest on your machine, regardless of what project it's in. And to do that, you can use the command validate office add-in and pass in your manifest file. Now I have a little bit of time, so let's go and see what that looks like on our current project. I'm in my directory, and I see my brilliant idea manifest. So I'm going to run validate office add-in brilliant idea. Cool. And give it a second here. And maybe a couple more seconds. Okay, that's a bit awkward. It says that my manifest failed and I'm missing a support URL. So let's see what this support URL is. I'm going to go ahead and copy this code. And let's go here. And let's see what this is. Okay, so URL of support information. And it seems like I added my manifest after the high resolution icon and before app domains. Okay, so let's go back to my project. And let me put this over here so I make sure I do it correctly. And we're here. High resolution. Okay, I found that. All right. App domains. And it says support URL default value. And all right, https mybrilliantidea.com. All right, so I've saved that, and let's go back to my PowerShell. Okay, that hasn't exited out, so let's go to this line. And we're gonna validate office add-in brilliant idea manifest. Oh, awesome, and I've passed. And now, since I've passed, the validator lets me know what platforms to test against before submitting to the store. It seems like my add-in is gonna work on Excel 2013, 2016, online, and Mac, which is perfect for me because that's where all my customers are. So, that wasn't too bad, right? If you already are developing an add-in, use our Office Add-in Validator to validate your manifest, and then let us know what you think. Finally, let's do a quick recap. Use Yo Office to save time creating your add-in. Use the Office Add-in Validator to save time debugging your add-in. Both of these tools are open source and on GitHub. So as you build an add-in using our tools, give us feedback or contribute to our project so we can continue to improve the add-in development process. And finally, I'm going to leave you with this quote. You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. You have brilliant ideas. The easier we make it for you to actualize those ideas, the more ideas you'll want to create, and the better Office will be for everyone. So go, be creative, and let's work together to make Office great. My name is Sylvia Okafor, and I hope you enjoyed watching my video. Oh, that was stressful.
No worries, we got you.
Yeah, sorry.